The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Dr. Ovish, the first Mishnah in the sixth Perek states as follows. Remeir says, "Kala esik b'teira lishma, whoever studies Torah lishma for its own sake, zeichel ledvarim harbe, will merit many things. V'la od, and not only this, ele shekol ha'olam kula kedai hu lo, the entire world is indebted to him. Nikra reya, he is called a beloved." Ereya, a friend, Ohu, a beloved, Ohevis Amokum, he is a beloved, Ohevis Amokum, he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ohevis Abrius, he loves the people, Misameach Es Amokum, he brings joy to the Almighty, Misameach Es Abrius, and he brings joy to the people, Umalbashtoi Anova, Beyira, and he is clothed with modesty, humility, and fear of Hashem. Umachshavta li ei sadik, and he is, the Torah prepares him to be righteous, a chosid. A tzaddik is someone who is perfect. A chosid is someone who is extremely righteous, very good. Yoshor, that's a person who is upright. The Naaman is a person who is strong and trustworthy. Umarachakti min hachet, and it keeps him distanced from sin. Umekarafti lideshchus, and it brings him close to merit. Benehanin mimeno etzo, viseshia bino ugvura, and people will benefit from him, counsel, deep wisdom, understanding, and strength. Shneamali etzo viseshia. Ani bino li gvura. Ani bino li gvura. V'neisenes le malchus u'memshola, and it will give him kingship, sovereignty, v'chikor din, and it'll give him chikor din, the understanding of judgment. U'megalin le rozei Torah, Galin Le Rose Torah, and is revealed to him the secrets of Torah. Venasi Kemain Hamizgaber, and he becomes like a spring which is forever strengthening. Ukinohor Shein Apesik, and like a river that never ceases. Behevit Sanua, and it makes him into a very modest, private person, ve'erech ruach, a patient person, mochel al elbeine, a person who forgives insult, umegedalte, umeraimamte al kol hamaisim, and it raises him and elevates him amongst all deeds. This is what Remeir tells us. Kol hatera, kol halemed, kol ha'esik b'teira lishma. That all of those who study Torah for its own sake will merit all of these things. Now, as you can see, why don't you move in? Come on. Click it off for a minute. This is what a person is zeicher merits when he studies Torah lishma for its own sake. And as you can see, that the Remeir mentions a great deal of attributes and qualities and gifts that a person comes to. Let's spend this evening going into some of the things that he says. We won't have time to go into all. We'll just have time to go into a very few. Perhaps on another occasion we will be able to continue. But at least let's get some insight into this Mishnah. This Mishnah is the first Mishnah of the sixth perek of the sixth chapter of Pirkei Oves of Ethics of Our Fathers. The sixth chapter deals with Milas HaTeva, the great qualities of Torah. And this is the first Mishnah. Well, actually, it's a Braisa. Now, firstly, Remeir is telling us what a person comes to when he studies Torah, and that is that he comes to the level of the Torah itself. If he cleaves to the Torah and he elevates himself, then he comes to the level of Torah himself, of Torah itself. But there's a condition here called Eisik B'Teira Lishma. First of all, he has to study Torah. If a person wants to come to the level of Torah, then he has to devote his time and energies to Torah. And this is something which is very clear and we're very aware of. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua in Perek Aleph, Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Hazeh Mipicho, that the Torah shall not cease from your mouth, V'Hagisa B'Yemim V'Laila, and you shall meditate in the Torah by day and by night. And also, as it states, and we say all the time in the Tfilas Marev, Ki Heim Chayenu Ve'Erech Yomenu Uvehem Ne'egeh Yemom V'Leilo, because they are our life and length of days, and we will meditate, and we will think in the Torah by day and by night. And the whole undertaking of labor in Torah is something that the Chazal, the sages, speak about in numerous places. But Remeir adds to this. He doesn't merely say that if you want to come to Milas HaTorah, to the level of Torah, you have to labor in Torah and devote yourself in Torah, but states Kol Eisik B'Teira Lishma. He has to study Torah for its own sake. Now naturally, if a person studies Torah, he will get something of the Torah. But if he wants to come to the level of the Torah itself, then it has to be a total devotion to Torah. And that's for its own sake. And that is what is known as Limud Torah Lishma. Now what does this mean? It means, not, the Gemara tells us, not where he's studying Lekanter. Lekanter is someone who studies Torah because he wants to know more than other people. In this way, he will be able to challenge them, and he will be able to refute them, and he will be able to revenge them. It certainly doesn't mean that. And that the Gemara says, Yesetev Shalei Nivro, that a person who studies Lekanter in order to take revenge and anger from other people through his knowledge of Torah, it would be better if he wouldn't have been created. Also, L'shem Hanoso, L'shem Esher. A person must not study Torah for the sake of wealth, if he can acquire wealth through Torah, or for the sake of panos, or of a livelihood. Alti akadam lachbaboy, as the sages tell us, do not use it as a spade to dig with. If a person studies Torah lishma for its own sake, and now he has Torah to give over to others, and the only way he can give Torah over to others, if he receives a livelihood also, that is Torah Lishma, because he's studying Torah to give Torah to others. Except he needs sustenance. But if a person's direction is, if his motive to study Torah because he can make a good panosa through Torah, he can gain wealth through Torah, this is a Torah Shalei Lishma. This is not Torah for its own sake. Or also, L'shem Kovod. A person who studies Torah for honor. The Gemara says, Kidei Shakol Yikra Le Rebbe. Because then everyone will call him Rebbe, or they will call him Rav, or whatever he might be. This is Torah Shalei Lishma. And this, the Chazal bring, is like the Shu'olim Ktanim, Amakaptsim Beresh. They're like the little foxes who want to rush up to the front in order to be mispayer, in order to, they should be praised by their Bnei Irei, Vahamaratsim, by their townspeople and by ignorant people, in order that people will admire their knowledge. And this is certainly a level of Shalei Lishma, not for its own sake. The fact is, on this it's brought that these type of people that study Torah in order to gain honor and in order to show off their knowledge to other people, they are the ones who are Mechablim Kerem Hashem. They destroy the vineyard of Hashem. And the Vilna Gaon brings in one place that the majority of all machlekes l'shem shamayim, of all disputes and dissension, which is not for the sake of heaven, that's found in the communities, this is because of people who study Torah shalei lishma l'shem kovet, and they want to jump up front. So we're not speaking about that. We're speaking of someone who studies Torah for its own sake. And what does that mean? Firstly, that means l'shem mitzvus abeira, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us to study Torah. In addition, it means because of avas Hashem and the avas HaTorah, because of a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a love for His Torah. The Rambam brings in the end of Hilchas Tshuva that the greatest level of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu lishma for its own sake is because of Ava, a great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a great love for His Torah. In addition, it means Lilmei Ramanas Lases, that someone who studies Torah in order to know the knowledge of Torah, in order that he'll be able to put it to practice. This is a high level of Torah Lishma. Even a greater level than this is Lilmei Ramanas Lamed. These sages tell us that someone who studies Torah in order to become great in the wisdom of Torah, in order that he can share this wisdom and give it to others, this is even a higher level of Lishma. And in addition, we find another aspect of Torah Lishma, and that is someone who studies Torah for the Simchas HaTorah, a person who studies Torah for the joy to bask in the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This we brought in other occasions from Rabbeinu Avraham Nahor in Masechta Nedarim, where he brings that a condition in the mitzvah, in the Shleimus HaMitzvah, in the perfection of the mitzvah of studying Torah, is to be Mesameach B'Seichel HaElyon, to take joy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. This is a condition. And in this way, the mitzvah of Torah is different than all other mitzvahs, because the Gemara tells us, mitzvahs lav lehamesh nitno. Mitzvahs were not given for enjoyment. Mitzvahs were given le'ol. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave mitzvahs not that we should enjoy them, and we don't do them because we enjoy them. We do them because they are a tzivoy, they are a command. Ke'eved l'rabbi, if a king gives a decree, we do it not because we enjoy doing it, we do it because we have been commanded to do so. And this is the Nusach HaBrocha, this is the text of the Brocha that we say before each mitzvah. Asher kitchonu b'mitzvah isa v'tzivonu, that we are doing this because you have sanctified us with your mitzvahs and you have commanded us to do it. So we are doing it because you have commanded. And the Gemara says, mitzvahs lav lehenais nitno. Mitzvahs were not given for enjoyment. They were given as a yoke of command to the individual. It is true, the sages state that in order to educate a child to do mitzvahs, you entice him. You tell him, here, it'll taste good. It's good. Enjoy it. But that's only to entice him to do it. And it is true, perhaps, that when you're dealing with people that don't understand more, so then you have to entice them and you have to tell them, look, the mitzvah is very enjoyable. You'll have nachas from it.
it tastes good. But this is only a superficial motivation. The reason why we do mitzvahs is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu kach tziva abeire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanded. And mitzvahs were not given for enjoyment. They're serious business. It's not like you take an afternoon off and you go to a ball game or something else for enjoyment. Mitzvahs are not for enjoyment. Mitzvahs lav le'anos tino. This is the klal, the general rule, principle by all mitzvahs. Yotze min haklal hazeh, an exception to this principle, Rabbi Avraham in Ahura says, is limud ha-Torah. Limud ha-Torah, the study of Torah, must have enjoyment. There must be the simcha. If a person studies Torah and he doesn't take joy from it, then it's not Torah. This goes into the mitzvah of enjoying the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it is the Sechel HaElyon, it is the wisdom of all wisdoms. And therefore there must be the Simchas HaTorah with it. And therefore a person who studies Torah because he wants to benefit, he wants to enjoy the great light of Hashem's wisdom, and this is his motivation for studying, Ein Lecho Lishma G'dele Mizu. This is a great, great level in Torah Lishma. So therefore, Torah Lishma means the motivation is firstly because we have been commanded to do so. Or because of the great love for Torah. Or to study Torah, to know the knowledge of Torah in order to put it to practice. Or in order to teach others. Or in order to take enjoyment from the Torah of Hashem. This is what is meant, Torah Lishma. And this is what the Rameyer is referring to, kol ha'esik b'Torah Lishma. If a person wants the milas, the great qualities of Torah, then he has to cleave to the Torah, and this is done in this way. Incidentally, this what we mentioned of the great Simchas HaTorah, this was very apparent by the G'dele Lithuania, that of which so many people in South Africa come from, that if you would recall that when they would study Torah, there was an enormous level of Simchas HaTorah, of enjoyment with the Torah. And all kind of stories are said in this vein. I once heard a story about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Zichrein Avrocha. Actually, this story I heard from Rav Goldwich, the Rosh Hashiva of Keren B'Yavne in Eretz Yisrael, who heard it from Rav Huttner, the late Rav Huttner, Zichrein Avrocha, the Chaim Berlin Rosh Hashiva, who had told him that he heard this from the Rebbetzin of the Itzel Petterberger. The Itzel Petterberger was one of the Talmidim, one of the disciples of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And Rav Huttner heard this from his Rebbetzin. He said that once the Talmidim of Yisrael Salanter was placed great emphasis besides on Torah. He was the Godel Hador, but besides on Torah, he placed great emphasis on perfection of Midas, of character. And once when came Elul, before Rosh Hashanah, so a group of his Talmidim had decided that they have to concentrate more on perfection, self-perfection and so forth. So they said, look, we'll go to a Beis HaMedrash in the corner of the city, and we'll set up shop there, we'll seclude ourselves, and we'll concentrate on learning Torah Lishma. See, we won't be interrupted, and we'll concentrate on learning Torah only for the sake of the mitzvah of learning Torah. And they did this. And Rabbi Yisrael asked, where are they? He didn't see them, and he was told what they did, so he decided he'll go visit to see how they're doing. So he goes to the Beis HaMedrash. When he comes back, so they asked Rabbi Yisrael, what did you see? So he said, Lishmoich gezen, Teirech nishgezen. He said, I saw Lishmo, but I didn't see Torah. the Lishma he saw, but not the Torah. In other words, that since it lacked the fullness of the Simcha and the enjoyment of studying Torah, he says it wasn't Torah. And the great Reb Lezer Gordon tells her, Rav, they used to say the Simcha, when he would study Torah, he would be involved in Torah, was so great that anything could happen in the world. It wouldn't affect him. It wouldn't affect him. And Reb Baruch Be'er, the Vilna in Kamenz, Rosh Yeshiva, he used to say on himself that if a day would go by and he wouldn't have a chidush, he wouldn't learn something new, something which he didn't know in Torah. So, Torah has a tremendous simcha, but when you learn something new, something you didn't know the day before, or you didn't know before, or a new insight into something, that's a new or, that's a new light, that brings more simcha. And the Baruch Ber used to say that if a day would go by and he wouldn't have a new concept in something in Torah, he would actually be physically sick that day. He would be so depressed. In other words, they were so used to the level, such a high level of simcha that came from Torah, that if it was lacking one day, he says that actually, he said physically he was affected, where he would go around totally depressed, that he'd have to fight to pull himself out of it. So this is what was the simcha, the enjoyment that they had from Limud HaTorah. Now, Remeir says, Zechel Dvorim Harbe. A person will merit many things, and not only this, Elo, but also this. And then he starts to itemize. So the Maral brings out that what he itemizes are not the Dvorim Harbe, are not the many things which he mentions. See, what he itemizes. Zeichel Dvorim Harbe, that means all the goodness of this world he'll be Zeichel to. All the brochas. For example, Erech Yomim, length of days as it states by Torah. Erech Yomim b'yemino. Eishim v'kovid b'smolo. Honor he'll be Zeichel to. Wealth he'll be Zeichel to. This is what it means, Zeichel Dvorim Harbe. All of the brochas which are mentioned by the Torah, he'll merit. But v'lei od, but not only will he receive all of these brochas, but even more. This is what it will do for him. And then he starts to itemize. He says, Shekola Eilam Kula Kedai Hule. The entire world is indebted to him. Why is this? The reason for this is because there is the physical world, which is one level, a physical level, and then there is Torah, which comes from an entirely different level. An indication to this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, he started with a base, Bereishis Bara Elokim. In the beginning, Hashem created the heavens and the earth. When he gave the Torah begins with an Aleph, Anechi Hashem Elokecha. The first command began with an Aleph. To indicate that this world comes from one source. The Torah comes from an earlier source and from a higher source. In Tehillim, Kapitel Yutes, we have the Mizmor, which David HaMelech wrote. Which we're all familiar with. Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Hashemayim Misaprim Tfei Kel U'Masi Yodov Magid Horekiah. Here David starts to praise the works of the Almighty. The heavens praise the honor of Hashem. and the heavens speak and tell about the works of his hands. And so forth and so on. And he does this for 7 psukim. In the 8th psukim, he stops to speak. In the 8th pasuk, he stops to speak about the physical world. And he starts to speak about Torah. Then he starts to praise Torah. Torah Hashem temima meshivas nofesh. The Torah of Hashem is complete. It settles one person. It settles a person. Eidus Hashem nemona machkimis kpesi. Pekudi Hashem yishori misam chelei. Mitzvah sarinoi bora biyiris enoim. Why is this? Because this world was created in 7 days. So this means physical universe is at a level of 7. So for 7 psukim, he praises the physical universe. The Torah is beyond the physical creation. And therefore, on the 8th posuk, he starts to speak of Torah. This is also true that in Kapitel Kuf Yutes, there, David HaMelech wrote a long chapter of which all of the psukim are the praise of the Torah, and in the Aleph base. Psukim which begin with Aleph praises the Torah, psukim with Beis, psukim with Gimel, he goes through the entire Aleph base. And on each letter, he has 8 psukim. See, 8 psukim with an Aleph praising the Torah, and 8 psukim, 8 sentences with a Beis praising the Torah. And again, because when we speak of Torah, we're speaking of a level of 8, which is beyond this world, which is a level of 7. The Yishalmi in Perek Aleph of Peah, Reb Rachya and Reb Chia, the Kfat Chumin, Chad Omar Afilu Kol Eilam Kula Eina Shovel Ledover Echad Min HaTorah, the Chad Omar Afilu Kol Mitzvus HaTera Eina Shovel Ledover Echad Min HaTorah. One said that whatever you'll find in this world, it cannot equal to Torah. If it's gold, or if it's silver, or precious stones, not only it's not equal to Torah, but it's not even equal to one Dover Echo, to one word of Torah. Because Torah encompasses the entire world. It was created before the world. It was created from a different source, a greater source of the world. And the fact is, it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, and from there he designed the world. So how can anything in this world be greater than Torah? To the contrary. That not even one word of Torah is smaller than anything or the entire world. But then the Gemara comes, according to one opinion, and says even more. Kol mitzvus ha-Torah eina shoves ledover echad min ha-Torah. All of the 613 mitzvahs which we fulfill are also not equal to one word of Torah. What is the dispute based on? Because there are 2 psukim. One pasuk, kosevechoreim v'chol chafetzim lo yish bobo, v'kosevechoreim v'chol chafotzecha lo yish bobo. Kol chafotzecha, all of your desires shall not equal Torah. And the other pasuk said, all desires shall not equal Torah. Kol chafotzecha, all of your desires, that means all of your desires that you can have in the physical world will not equal one word of Torah. Kol chafetzim lo yish bobo, this means all desires of even my desires, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even my desires do not equal one word of Torah. What are my desires? Mitzvahs. And why is that? How can that be? Because even though the mitzvahs come from the Torah itself, but mitzvahs are very limited because they are performed here in this world. And they are limited to the physical world. For example, an esrog. An esrog is a physical fruit. A lulav. A shofar is a horn from an animal. A sukkah is made from wood. when it comes to studying about the Esrog, that's not limited to anything. An Esrog, you can only fulfill that mitzvah on Sukkot. If you take the Esrog in the lulav after Sukkot, it's nothing, it's worthless. But if you study the Mesechta, the Gemara, the Mishnah that deals with it, that's not limited by anything. That you can learn during Sukkot, and you can learn during Pesach, and you can learn any time during the year. That you can learn with materials or without materials. What does this show? That all mitzvahs become restricted and limited to a specific time zone, to a specific material zone, because they are brought into the physical world and their fulfillment is only in the physical world. But their sheirish, their source, their root where they come from, the Torah, that is free, that's beyond all time zones, because time belongs to the physical world. That's beyond all material zones. So therefore, afilu chafetzim, all desires, is layishba bo ledover echon min haTorah, will not equal the greatness of one word of Torah. So therefore, someone who reaches the level of Torah, kol ha'olam kulo kedayhu lo, the entire world is indebted to him. Because the world itself is but an outgrowth from the level of Torah. Then the Remeir says, Nikra Reya, he is called a friend, an Ohuv, a beloved, Oeves Amokom, Oeves Abrius. He's a lover of the Almighty, and he's a lover of all creations. A Reya is a friend, that someone who is like a, where there is a closeness, a friendship. And Nikra Reya, he is called a friend. This means a friend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him my friend. Ohuv is more than a closeness. That's Nafshei Kshura B'Nafshei. That's where there's a bond which ties and draws the two together. And he is called an Ohuv. He is called a beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is a friend and a beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's a friend and a beloved to people. He is a lover of Hashem, and he is a lover of mankind. This is what Torah does to the person. Now, why is this? The reason why he becomes bound to Hashem, that's easy to understand. Because Torah is an intrinsic part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, created the Torah, and this is his wisdom and his will. And it's impossible to separate the Torah from Hashem himself. That's a medrash that we brought many times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when he gave the Torah, he gave the example, it's like a king who's marrying off his only daughter. And he couldn't separate himself from her. So he said, I have to marry her off, and I've already promised her to you, but I cannot live without her. Therefore, make a house for me wherever you will go, that I might come to dwell with you. Kach omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so did Hashem say. When he gave the Torah, he said, I have given away now my only daughter. I cannot take her back, but I cannot be without her. Therefore, right after the giving of the Torah, he said, go build a mishkan for me, a sanctuary that I can come and dwell with you, because the Torah is there. So we see Torah is inseparable from Hashem. And therefore, someone who reaches Miles HaTorah, he elevates himself to the level of the Torah, is elevating himself to Hashem. So therefore, he becomes bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nikra Reya, the Ohuv, and he is called a friend of Hashem, and he's called a beloved. But why should he be called a friend and a beloved of the people? The reason for this is because, like we said before, Torah is the source of the entire world. Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah Tof Kuf Ein Dalet Beiris, 974 generations before the creation of the world. And the Medrash says that when it came time to create the world, Bi Histakel Ubora Alma, he looked into me, the Torah states, and he created the world. So the master plan for the world is the Torah. Therefore, if a person studies Torah, we all realize that he's elevating himself to Hashem. But we don't realize that not only is he cleaving to Hashem through the studying of the Torah, but he's also cleaving to the creation. Because if the Torah was the source and the master plan of the creation, then not only is he cleaving to Hashem, but he's also cleaving to the creation. And therefore, he becomes close to people. Through the study of Torah, that many times a person distances himself from people. He isolates himself from people. Or he creates barriers between himself and people. Or he creates hatred between himself and people. But the study of Torah, if he reaches the level of Torah, then he's reaching also the level of the creation. And it brings him close to people. And he becomes an areya, a friend, and an ohv of people. And through this, he becomes an reya ve'ohuv to Hashem and reya ve'ohuv to people. And therefore he becomes eves amokum, he becomes a great lover of people, and he becomes also ohev es abriyas, a great lover, and also a great lover of people. A lover of Hashem and of people. And this is something we're not aware of. We always know you study Torah, so you're studying Hashem's Torah, it brings you close to Him. It also brings you close to the universe, to the people. This is how is explained the Gemara. Gemara Masechet Brachos, the Gemara says, Ha'helech b'derech yechidi. The Chazal, the sages, always told us that a person, when he leaves the yishuv, when he leaves populated areas, and he goes out into isolated areas, danger lurks. Because where people do not dwell, these are dangerous areas. And therefore, was the takona, the enactment of Tfilas HaDerech, that when we go out of a populated area into an unpopulated area, we say a special tefillah because we need a special shmira, a special guardianship from Hashem. But the Gemara tells us, therefore, the best thing is that when you travel, you shouldn't travel alone. Because if you have people with you, so you bring some of the population with you. So the Gemara says, what should a person do? Ahaylech b'derech yechidi, if he has to travel alone. So it says, Yasek b'ter. Then let him study Torah while he's traveling. And this will be the shmirah. This will be the guardianship. So the explanation is why. Because the danger is because he distances himself from society. But if he cleaves to Torah, then it's impossible to distance yourself from society because you come closer to society, and therefore this will be the guardianship. We see even more. The Gemara brings in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis says, Omar Rabbi Alexandri said, Kala Esik Beteir Lishmo, whoever studies Torah for its own sake, meisim sholem bepalmayu shel mala ubepalmayu shel mato. He brings peace between the courts of the heavens and the courts of the earth. This is one statement. Rabbi Yechanan said more. Megin al kol elam kula. Someone who studies Torah for its own sake brings protection to the entire world. Rav Omar ki lubona paltrin shel malo vishel mato. Rav says, it's as if he's building palaces and castles in the heavens and in the earth. Then Rabbi Yechanan said that he brings protection for the world. And then Reish Lakish says, Mekarves Agula. He brings redemption to the world. So Maral explains, you have this two-tier system in the world. You have the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. This world, the physical world, the lower level, and the spiritual level, the upper worlds, the higher levels. These two levels are very much contrary to each other. One is physical and one is spiritual. Because they're contrary, they move apart from each other. There's a piru, there's a separation. If they move apart, then there cannot be a perfection. The one who studies Torah Lishma, and he reaches this level of Torah, then he brings them together. Because Torah is both from the upper level, and it's the source of the physical world. See, he brings them together. So therefore, Eisin Sholem bePamalio Shemala uBePamalio Shemato. He makes peace between the courts of the heavens and the courts of the earth. Kilabayne Paltrin. It's as if he's building up the palaces of heavens and the palaces of the earth. He's Megin. He brings protection. Because since Torah is the source of the physical world, so through its manifestation, he elevates the world. If he elevates this world, it comes under the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the upper worlds. So therefore, he meginas olam. He brings protection to the world. These are all the things that an individual can do when he's lemei teira lishma, if he studies Torah for his own sake. And then af mevi es agula, he even brings a redemption. Because the Gemara says that what is golus? What is exile? Exile is shibud malchus. Exile is when foreign governments are given sovereignty over Israel. This is exile. That we are given over to Shibud Malchus, to the sovereignty of foreign governments. This is only possible on the physical level. If we are elevated above, we free ourselves. We become free of this. And therefore, maybe as a geula. So this is the interpretation in what the mayor said, Nikra Rea Ohuv, he is called a friend and a beloved of Hashem, and a friend and a beloved of people. Oivis Amokam, Oivis Abrius. And he comes to love Hashem, and he comes to love the people. Actually, the source of this was from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was the one who the sages said could bring perfection between both worlds. And this was the dream he had when he saw Sula Mutzav also, Veresha Magia Shemaimo. He saw a ladder, and the ladder had a source in this world and went into the heavens. And he was given a vision where he would bring the worlds together. Yaakov was the perfect man in this world, and Surasei Chokub Bekisei Yaakoved, and his image was shewed out in the throne of the Almighty. And Yaakov was the one who brought a oneness to Israel, because by Avraham had two sons. One was Yitzchok, but the other was Ishmael, and there was great strife. And Yitzchok had two sons. One was Yaakov and the other was Esav, and there was great strife, and they went in different directions. But Yaakov, all 12 sons became the 12 Shvatim, the 12 tribes, and this was Israel. He was the one who was Ma'achid. He united the people here and the two worlds. And in actuality, this is what Moshe did in bringing the Torah to Israel. It states, Vayered Hashem al Ahor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on the mountain. And it also states, Vayal Moshe, that Moshe went up. We see Hashem came down to give the Torah, and Moshe went up to the mountain, the spiritual and the physical. And how was this done? Through the giving of the Torah. So therefore, someone who reaches the level of the Torah, he helps to merge these two worlds, and he makes peace between them, and he makes a oneness. This is why it states that the Talmide Chachomim were called the Bonoim. They were called the builders, because through their study of Torah they would build. And it states, Talmide Chachomim Marbim Sholem Be'olam, that those who study Torah for its own sake bring peace to the world. Actually, the Kovnerov, Zichrein Vrocha, would say that a Talmud Chochem, if he is a true Talmud Chochem, then he must bring peace to the world. This is what the sages say. Talmidei Chachomim Marbim Sholem Be'olam. They must bring peace. And this is what this Mishnah. Because the study of Torah brings out the powers of Torah, which merge the worlds and brings a totality to it. Many times a Talmud Chochem must fight against those forces that want to come to destroy and want to come to cause a split. But his efforts have to be to bring peace in the world. As it states, he becomes an Ov Lamokom and Ov Labrius. He becomes beloved to Hashem and beloved to the people. And he used to say that this is a condition in a Talmud Chochem. If you'll see that there's a Talmud Chochem who doesn't bring peace to the world, he would say the sages are not lying. This is a sign he's not a Talmud Chochem. This is a sign that his Torah is not Lishma. Because the sages have called the Talmidei Chachomim the builders, and they bring peace in the world. So therefore their efforts must be in this direction. Then the mayor said he's Misameach Esamokam and Misameach Esabriyos. He brings joy to Hashem and he brings joy to the people. What is the reason for this? Joy and simcha comes, like we've mentioned many times, this comes from perfection. When something is full and it's total, it's complete, then this brings joy and simcha. When something is lacking, it's chosar, There's a vacuum, there's an abyss. This brings atzfus, this brings sadness and depression. This is why we find that a new acquisition brings a simcha to a person. He has to make a shecha yonu, or a teva meti, he makes a brocha. Heaven forbid he loses something, or he loses something, or he makes a dayan emes, or he loses a member of the family. This is avelus, this is mourning. So accordingly, the one who studies Torah Lishma and he cleaves this way to Torah, so this is the greatest perfection of himself. This is the greatest self-perfection. Not only is it a self-perfection of himself, but it brings perfection to the peoples. And therefore it has to bring simcha. And therefore, is mesamecha samokam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, rejoices from this perfection. When he sees an individual join himself to Torah, then Hashem rejoices. And this brings a simcha in the world. All perfections bring simcha, and therefore it brings a simcha in the world. And therefore, is mesamecha samokam, and Misameach es Abriyais, he rejoices, brings joy to the people. Then it states, Umalbashtoi Anova V'yira. His garb is that of humility and that of Yira, fear of Hashem. These qualities, good qualities, are known as a garment for a person. Just like a garment is referred to as a teferis and a kovet. For example, it states by the Kahanim that you shall make garments for them, le kovet ule teferis, a beauty. Good qualities are the beauty of a person. Like we had a Mishnah Masechet Ovos, Rabbi Uranos, he said that you shall choose a way which is a teferis for you and a teferis to others. Choose a path which is a beauty to you and a beauty to others. So therefore qualities are always referred to as a garment. So the Torah gives this person a garment. It gives him a garment of humility. Why humility? Humility is considered one of the greatest qualities a person can have. There's a discussion in Masechta Verizora where all of the qualities are listed, and there, according to one opinion, the greatest quality. It's a discussion, two opinions, if it's humility or chosid. One opinion is humility. This is the greatest quality that a person can come to. But besides this, we find always that humility and Torah must go hand in hand. And therefore, if he becomes great in Torah, or if he becomes attached to Torah, then from this must come humility. Why is this? We see by Abraham. Abraham said, "Anechi ofer ve'efer." He told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "What am I? I am only dust and ashes." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Bani mo'ani. What am I?" The physical world is a tefes mokum. The physical entity always makes something out of itself. Abraham said, "I'm nothing. I'm dust and ashes." Moshe said, "What am I?" So the quality of humility is an antithesis to the physical world. In the physical world, what's bigger is better. The bigger, the better. The quality of humility is the smaller, the better. We're nothing. So the quality of humility is the antithesis to the physical world. Torah is also the antithesis to the physical world, because Torah is all spiritual, not physical. This is one principle. A second principle, and this is very deep, but we mentioned it before. we find by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest of all kings, he's the greatest of all powers. But at the same time, when it speaks of the greatness of Hashem, it says he's Avi Yesemim Balmonis, he is the father of orphans and widows. Now this seems contradictory. At one end it's speaking that he's the king of all kings and he dwells higher than everyone, and at the other end it states that he's the father of the orphans and the widows. Usually great kings, they're very busy, they don't have time to deal with small matters, they're always dealing only at top level, they're always dealing only at a the very top foreign affair problems. So the Gemara makes this observation and it says Bechol mokam shenimtze gdulose kach nimtze invesanuse, that wherever it speaks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, there it will always also speak of his humility. So Maral explains, but why? Why does it have to speak right there? In one place it can speak of his greatness, and another place it can speak of his humility. So he says something very deep. He says, because this is an elaboration of his greatness. Bechol mokom shenimtze gdulosei, where we want to speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, if we would not speak of the fact that he's Avi Yesemim Balmonis, that he takes care of the orphans and the widows also, then we would not be exclaiming his greatness properly. This is part of his greatness. Because the fact that great kings cannot give up their times and or energies for so-called small problems, this is a lack of greatness in them. And therefore, the Dafke, in particular, where we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's towering greatness, there we speak also how he takes care of all widows and orphans and everyone else. This is his greatness. And then he goes further. He says, if we examine this further, why do we find so-called great people cannot work at lower levels also? He says, because they cannot identify with it. They can only identify with lofty problems, or they can only identify with lofty people, or they can only identify with heads of state. They cannot identify at this level. She says that's their problem. They have a problem of identification. They are limited. And the arrogant who refuse to identify, sometimes the people can't, they don't have the time or the energy. But there are many who even have the time or energy and they cannot, because they're arrogant. And the arrogant who do not identify, that is because they have limited themselves. They have limited themselves and they have created barriers between themselves and other sections of the population. And this is why they cannot identify. And he says, and this is a physical attribute. Because when it comes to limitations, this is something only of a physical concept. The physical world has width and breadth and length and limitations. When it comes to the spiritual level, there are no limitations. This is what is known as pshitus. It's poshut, there's no limitations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is spiritual, has no limitations. Therefore, he identifies with all sectors of the population, the greatest kings, and in the same vein, the Ger Yosem V'Almona, the stranger and the orphan and the widow. But people who are physical, they become compartmentalized. They are narrow. And being narrow, this is a limiting factor of a physical nature. So we see from here that arrogance is something which is physical, and therefore it's an antithesis to Torah, which is spiritual. And therefore someone who comes to the level of Torah will merit anova, humility. And it is because of this we find that the sages say HaTorah Nimshal L'mayim, Torah is compared to water. Water is one of the weakest physical structures that we have of the physical elements. It has such a weak structure, it doesn't even hold itself together, and it goes in any way that gravity forces it to go. Mamayim, just like water, it leaves a mokum elyon, it leaves the high places and it seeks the low places. So does Torah. It will leave the high places and seek those who are humble. And it is not coincidental that we find that the giver of Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, on him it says, Hoyonov Mikol Odom Al Pnei Adoma. He was the humblest of people in the entire world. And we find the Gemara brings that actually the reason why Torah was called on his name because of this quality. The Gemara brings in the Masechta Shabbos and the Pei Tes. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, B'shoa sheyara Meisha melifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Meisha left Hashem with the Torah, Bar Sotan, the Sotan came, Omale, and said to Hashem, V'amalafonav, and he said before Hashem, Ribbeinu shel Olam, Torah heichan hi, Ribbeinu shel Olam, where is the Torah? They were very upset when Torah left heavens and came down to this earth. So the Sotan asked, where is the Torah? Omale nisati lo oretz. So he said, Hashem said, I've given it to the earth. Halach etzel oretz, he went to the earth and he asked the earth where it is, and he said, I don't know where it is. He went to the sea and the sea said, I don't know where it is. He went to the depths and he said, I don't know where it is. And wherever he went, he couldn't find it. So he returned to Hashem. Chipashti, chipashti b'chol oretz v'lo matzisio. I have searched the entire world and I haven't found it. Omalei, so he said, Lech Eitzel Ben Amram. Hashem said, go to Ben Amram, go to Moshe, the son of Amram. He has the Torah. He went to Moshe, and he said, Torah that Hashem has given to you, where is it? So Moshe said, V'chi ma'ani shenosa mi'akodesh bochu Torah. Do you think that Hashem would give me Torah? I'm just a simple man. Chemde Genuza, where Hashem has kept for himself all of these generations. Do you think he would give me Torah? So the Sotan went back to Hashem and he said that I went to Moshe, and Moshe says that he didn't get the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe and he said, Moshe Badoyato. He says, Moshe, why are you lying? Omar Levon of Ribbeinu Shel Olam. So Moshe said to Hashem, Chem de genuzi yesh lecho sha'atom rishtashteya bo bechol yeim. The most precious treasure which you have, which you take joy and you fondle every day, and the achsik teve la'atzmi, I shall attribute it to myself that I am the one who brought it down away from you to earth. He said, how can I tell people that? He was too shy to tell people that. So therefore he told the son, I don't have it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ho'ilu mi'at to atzmecho, since you have made yourself so small, Tikra al shmecho, I shall call Torah by your name. Shenema zichru teres mesha abdi. And therefore Torah is called teres mesha. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. So the whole reason why Moshe was Zecha, that it should be called in his name, or Ilum Yarto Asmecha, because you have made yourself so small and so humble that you didn't want to attribute it to yourself, it shall be attributed to you. It shall be called by your name forever. Toras Moshe. So therefore we see humility and Torah must go hand in hand. Because arrogance is the antithesis to Torah. And therefore someone who comes to the level of Torah will be umalbashte anova. He will be garbed in humility and yira, in fear. What does it mean, fear? Fear of Hashem? This is also something very important. Contrary to popular belief, a person can come to fear, to true fear of Hashem, only through the wisdom of Torah. How do we know this? Because there's a Mishnah in Masechet Ovos that states, "Im ein chochma, ein yira." If a person has no wisdom of Torah, then his fear of Hashem is not a fear. "Im ein yira, ein chochma." If he has no fear of Hashem, then his wisdom is not a wisdom. Reishis chochma yiras Hashem. This, the beginnings of wisdom is the fear. But im ein chochma ein yira, without wisdom of Hashem, then there is no fear of Hashem. There's another Mishnah that states, ein bor yirechet. The empty cannot fear sin. So contrary to popular opinion that yira, fear of Hashem, has nothing to do with wisdom, this is not so. And what is the reason for this? Because he who is close to the king and sees the greatness of the king and the great awesome of the king fears the king. Well, someone who's very far away, he doesn't know what to fear. He doesn't see what to fear. Therefore, he who comes to the level of Torah, which makes him korev lemalko, he becomes close to the king, then he has fear of the king. So therefore, umalbashtei is anova biira, humility and fear. We'll have to stop at this point. As mentioned, maybe we'll have an opportunity to continue with the rest of this wonderful Mishnah. But let us just read over again up to what we learned, that Remeir says, Kola Esik Beteira Lishma. Whoever studies Torah for the sake of Torah itself, Zeche Ledvorim Harbe, he will be Zeche to many things. And this refers to all of the brachas, to wealth, and erech yomim, length of days, and to covered honor. But v'lei oid, but not only this, ele shekola eilam kula kedai hulai. The entire world is indebted to him. Nikurareya ohuv, he is called a friend of Hashem, and beloved to Hashem, a friend of people and beloved to people. He becomes a lover of Hashem and he becomes a lover of people. He brings joy to Hashem. And he brings joy to the people. And he is garbed with humility and with fear. This is a portion of the Mishnah that we learned. From here we can see how great is the Torah that we received on Har Sinai on Chag HaShavuos, and the great opportunity that we have, in which we say Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol HaAmim V'Nosan Lonu Estei Resei. We should all be Zeche to take part from the Torah, to enjoy the Torah, and we should be Zeche to have a Chag Shavuos Sameach.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za. via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.